That was a week ago. I got the idea of anything going on, they kept putting on television, burning ban, no burning. Then just by chance, I happened to come in here and turn this scanner on, which I had programmed in the analog stuff for Forrester years ago when this up here above me had happened up here at, up here that nearly got the Sassafras machine, started listening to that and hearing repeaters that they got, forest repeaters, very active. Then I started hearing that down there on one of their simplex frequencies, 151.355. They call it the TAC frequency, but here where we are, it's simplex. And they must run quite a bit of power in those mobiles they have, because I was startled to even hear them up here where I'm at, because I'm on the other end of the county, the 6 Mile Mountain. But I kept listening to that. The only time I broke away from it is I checked in on, let's see, the Anderson net, and I think maybe here too. Then I went back to monitoring, and they was down there dealing with that up to about 3 or 4 early Sunday morning down there.
So, I suppose that that became an event, a little bit like the Hurricane Helena. Is that what it was? Is that what they called it, Helena? That was several weeks of almost round the clock repeater usage, and I tell you, frankly, it made me proud that fellow amateur radio folks would donate their time and do all the things that they were able to do for the people of Western North Carolina. Yeah, I listened to hours and hours of that. Unfortunate that it came through and people were put to that kind of test. But it worked. It worked there, and I'm sure it worked on 6 Mile Mountain as well. Yeah, every day is a new day. Well, Andy, we're going to... I guess tonight, when you set your clocks ahead, you effectively lose an hour's sleep if you get up on a schedule. And of course, down in the fall, you gain it back again, because if it's already, well, you could go set your clock at 9 o'clock at night, you're going to push it back again to 8 o'clock, and you'll have to, you have another whole hour before it's 9 o'clock again. Yeah, so tonight, though, we lose an hour if you get up on a schedule. Now, you might imagine that I don't get up on a schedule, and I don't. I'm retired, and no one counts on me, and so I get up with the sun, and that don't change. Not often, anyway. So, I'll change all the clocks. It's something that Donna expects, that the clocks will be changed in the house, the whole house. And we have 2 floors. So, upstairs, downstairs, there's probably 20 clocks to change. That is just... You know, I don't think about it, because most of these are battery-operated clocks that I'm talking about. And the computers, of course, they change themselves. So, anyway, do you have many clocks in your house that you have to change, Andy?
Well, see, not too many, but I probably mentioned this to you before, though. Grandpa Jones in a song back in the 50s. complained about this back in his day. Titled the song is Daylight Savings Time.
Grandpa Jones was somebody my dad loved to watch. He would watch, who was the guy that had the, I've got a block. There was the Grand Ole Opry, of course, but there were a few other music programs on television that my dad liked, and Grandpa Jones were, he and several others were favorites of my dad. And, you know, in a household back in the 50s, all the kids watched whatever the grown-ups watched. We didn't have any shows of our own, so to speak. That would come later. Although, I am reminded that by the time I was probably 10 or 11 years old, there was a station in, I think it was North Carolina, WLOS was the call sign of that radio, of that television station, and they had some good programming on there, but we couldn't get it. I know now why we couldn't get it, because I've studied a little bit on antenna usage, and we did everything wrong when we put up the antenna. And, you know, it was quite a distance. I think that's out of Asheville, WLOS. They had some good programming, and you couldn't get anything but snow. This was back in analog television, and you might still get the sound, but the picture was nothing but fuzzy snow. Couldn't really get a picture. I understand now why we couldn't, and I just wish I could go back, you know, because my dad was so disappointed. This was back when we had two television stations that we could repeat. Now, I know you probably remember this too, Andy, but there are people alive now who can't understand two television stations, and they don't know what snow on television looks like, you know, the bad signal snow. Things become different just in a matter of a few years. Things become different. And then you add another 20 years or more, and there are people alive who've never seen snow on the TV. That kind of snow. JK4, JBQ.
Well, see, that website that Robert Webster told me years ago about archive.org, you can go in on that site and go where it says old time radio, punch that up, put in on the right-hand corner of that, once you get to the old time radio part, Grandpa Jones's name and all up there, and it'll take you to things that Grandpa Jones done in his time. And that's where I found that that Daylight Savings Time song. Or you can go to WSM. Of course, you got to be careful about when you go on their site, you might have to pay. It might not be a freebie, so to speak. But you can go to their website and look down where it says, I don't remember the exact, because I've done it, but I ain't really got it in my head how to describe it. People who've performed at there at the old opera house there, he puts his name in, and everything Grandpa Jones there had done will come up, but it's not all free that's on there, right there, and you're talking about WLOS. I'm aware of it here where I live, we can't get it. I can hear the, but I can't get into the repeater, though. The Asheville people up there have a 146.760. 2 meter machine up there at that same spot up there. On 2 meters. I can hear it here, but I can't get into it.
As Dave Watson is fond of saying, there's a lot of dirt between us and Asheville. And elevation is a factor as well. I got a question for you. If you're familiar with Grandpa Jones, what was his instrument? What instrument did he play? And what style of playing did he do? If you understand my meaning.
Well, Mount Pisgah, where those transmitters are at, that's a banjo as far as... I don't know all the details, but a banjo is best I can tell.
Glenn the Cupid Doll. Yes, Grandpa Jones did play the banjo, and it was clawhammer-style banjo. Which is not so much with picks, but you did use your fingers, and it was, just to look at him playing, it did look like he had his hand in the shape of a claw. It's an interesting style of playing. Yeah, I liked Grandpa Jones. I was a little young to understand some of the jokes. He was kind of a jokester also, and he told jokes, and Dad understood, and he would laugh, but I was one of those children that we were welcome to be seen and not heard, if you understand. We weren't welcome to ask questions and such as that. It was back in another day. Another thing that's changed. Today, I'm sure people, if they've got a question, no matter what their age is, they just, you know, out with it. That's a healthier thing. But when I was growing up, we children had, well, we had to keep our place, so to speak. Not allowed to ask questions. You know, the result of that is being ignorant. If you won't let a child ask a question, you just condemn the child to be ignorant. So, yeah, I grew up ignorant, but I fixed it because times changed and I was curious. Oh, boy, I remained curious. I am so curious about everything. And the world has changed in such a way, especially with computers. I spend a lot of the day roaming the computer and asking questions and learning all day long. I'm in my own school all day long. What do you think about that? KK4JBQ.
What else is he at? Well, I'm glad Robert Webster years ago told me about that website. Prior to that, you know, I didn't know all that many songs that some of these people are long dead and gone from Nashville, even knew about them, till I went to getting on that website and seeing some of this, and like I was saying about daylight savings time when he done that in the 50s. Then later on, I went to getting on the WSM website after listening to them here a lot of times late at night when Jeff Hogue's on there doing his show after the opera. On Fridays, it's the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Thursdays, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And on Wednesday, it's the week that was. And on Monday, he takes and... Not so Tuesday. Monday. I'll do Monday in a minute. But Tuesday is bluegrass. And Monday is where he does the B-side and songs that were rarities.
Sounds like you have that all figured out. Oh, it just struck me that tomorrow is Sunday. I guess this is when, it's when they always do it. Because even though I'm not working anymore, and school anymore. But I do have church in the morning, right? So I guess I will lose an hour of sleep. So anyhow, it says it's about 10:30 here, but the reality is sometime during the night somebody's going to come in and they're going to take an hour from all of us, right? And so now, just give it a little while, and it'll be as if it were 11:30. That's what it feels like to get up and you're all groggy most of the morning. And I remember being groggy, not well rested, you might say. An hour can make a difference. And some people can, they can go on 5 hours sleep. And some people they like to sleep 10 or 11 hours. I won't complain about that because some names would come up. But some people I have known made it common knowledge. They would talk about it right out loud. That they didn't feel rested until they got, 10 or 11 hours of sleep. Well, gracious me. I like to sleep, and I like to sleep until I'm well slept. But 7 or 8 do me just fine. Everybody's different. So, Andy, I hope you have a good night's rest, and I know you take your medicine on a schedule. How does that affect your medications when we do this time change?
Well, see, there's very little that don't affect my situation in some form or fashion. And then in case something else I forgot to tell you about on WSM. Late Sunday night, they have recorded bluegrass on. They do. That's on WSM late on Sunday night. Yeah, it has the tendency to affect it some, but it really affected me back in the days when I was working, as you said.
Yeah. Well, when you were back working, where did you work? What did you do?
Different thing. Warehouse work. Worked in grocery warehouse. Worked in things like, let's see, janitorial. Done stuff like the quilt. Yeah, I can't really decide. Remember exactly how that would have been called. Some kind of textile type stuff, like when we made comforters and such stuff as that, as a worked on a spreading table.
Well, you worked close with other people. That's always, I look back at my work life, and that's the thing I enjoyed the most. When I worked around other people. When I left home, for the longest time, see, I married late, and for the longest time, it was just me, and I was the only company I had. But fortunately, if you can keep a job and do the work, you get used to those folks, You see them every day. And you learn about their families, and you learn about the things that affect their lives, too. And, I'm just glad I had all of that. It's a big world, and there's a lot of people around. But if there are no people in your life, it can feel lonely, And so I liked work. I gave it up only because, I kind of wore myself out. The work that I did, much of it required a great deal of my eyesight. Working with small, being a watchmaker and stuff like that. You work with small parts and pieces under magnification. And I tell Donna from time to time that I had to work with a flame, a torch, with metals. And if you have to bring the metal up to a liquefied temperature, you know, that's 3,000 degrees or so. And my face was right in there. And you're very close to a very hot environment. And if I had to also do anything while the metal was still molten, I could feel it, you know. My eyes took a beating. But anyhow, I had to put it down. I had to put it down because I just couldn't see as well, real close, you know. Even though we used magnifiers and the like. And then after a while, you just kind of lose an interest, you know. Lose an interest because, you know, if you do something for 30 years, it's about time to put it down, and you know when that time comes. KK4JBQ. Since you're in contact with people who are cleaning up the site, is there talk about replacing those repeaters and putting at least some of them back in service? Folks who had been using those repeaters on a regular basis, my heart goes out to them because I know if this repeater were down and Anderson with it and a few others around here, my goodness gracious, I guess I'd just put my radios in a box, wouldn't I? And, you know, I do, every once in a while, I'm reminded that things could be a lot worse. Things are just fine right now, but they've been bad and they've gotten better. But you can't forget that, as far as you're concerned, and your part anyway, you have to help keep things keep things going. Anyhow, Andy, I'm getting kind of woozy, so I don't know if I'm much good anymore tonight. You get yourself some good rest. You're less than a half hour away from your medication, you know. Just want to remind you. You take care and have yourself a good day tomorrow. I'll say goodnight to you. This is KK4 JVQ. 7-3 to you, Andy.
That's one thing most of us know, and I have to inform others around me, these repeaters don't operate free of charge. I've got family members who think that they should be. KK4 JVQ, KI4 LZI. We'll talk later.